This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On the BetQL Network.
Justin Moore. Eric Dixon.
Same play. Pick and pop.
He'll take the three.
Wow, big time. Huggins.
Now
score.
Here, too much time perhaps, though. Loose ball. And Armstrong will take it away, and Villanova survives.
And that's why they're DePaul. Welcome back into BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Our lightning bets for all of today's action coming up in about 40 minutes. In 20 minutes, we'll play nickel or dime. It's championship week, which means college hoops absolutely everywhere, and we absolutely love it. Let's get Tom Casale, sports betting director for NOLA.com, college hoops analyst for Sportsline, into the fold to talk about everything going on this week and how it affects things starting next week as well. Be sure to watch on twitch.tv/BetQL as Tom jumps into the fray here. First of all, good morning, Tom. We've already got basketball being played this morning. Thank you, A10. And we've got all these conference tournaments going on. Is there anything on today's card in particular, before we start diving into seeds and futures and well, how we expect the field of 68 to play out, anything on today's card in particular that jumps out at you and you got to bet?
Yeah, I got an early game here with Toledo. I think they opened a bad number at 3.5. That number moved up to about 5.5 at tip. So I took a shot with the Rockets. I'll say this. There's an interesting game coming up in the afternoon because I think it's a terrible spot for USC. Arizona pounds teams coming off losses. They beat them by average of 17 points. But, you know, I don't miss too often on numbers. This one opened up higher than I thought. And then despite everybody coming in on USC, it's gone the other way to Arizona. So I think it's interesting. I can't get there with Arizona at 8.5, 9. I needed it under 8 just because of their defense. But as much as I like USC and the way they're playing, I think that last Saturday, everything pointed to them. Arizona had everything wrapped up. I don't think they were that motivated. You're going to see a different Wildcats team today, I believe.
All right, very good. A couple of good spots as far as today. We agree. Yeah, when we were going over the card and got to that game, definitely with you on your thoughts with Arizona-USC. Let's talk futures because I know you focus on college hoops futures throughout the season. Sometimes you grab some preseason, and then as the year moves along, where do you sit? Are there any favorites that you're holding? And are there some that you would take a look at that are available with curtain prices?
Yeah, the first one I made back last April was Florida because I knew they were going to sign a bunch of transfers. I got them at 100-1. You know, I could see them making a mini run in the tournament. I don't think they're going to win it all, obviously. I have Iowa State at 100-1. My favorite one probably is North Carolina at 30-1. I think that's the one I have that can really make a run. And then I grabbed a little bit of Tennessee recently. I get the March narrative about Tennessee, but to me, they're one of the three best teams in the country. So when they were still available at around 15-1, I thought they were worth a look. Listen, I think the tournament's going to be interesting. One of the things that kind of UConn kind of overshadowed last year's tournament was crazy. But then we had one team that was dominant throughout, which was odd. I think college basketball has changed. I don't think these teams are as dominant as they used to be. So you could see a team like James Madison, if they get the right draw, win a couple games in this field, I think.
What about futures in terms of teams you may be looking to fade that we should watch out for?
Yeah, well, everyone's probably on board on this one, but you know, about a couple months ago, I was like, I don't really like this Kansas team. They can't shoot the ball, and I think that's pretty obvious at this point. I mean, they do have injuries, but it's just not a very deep team. If they're not scoring near the basket, they have issues. You know, listen, I like Kentucky. They're super talented and they can score 90 and beat anybody, but you have to wonder if the defense is going to be there for six games. That concerns me. Teams that rank 90th in defensive efficiency usually don't make deep runs. And another team I like, but is in the same category as Baylor. Baylor, there's a lot to like about their team, but sometimes their defense just doesn't show up. Those teams concern me because you have to win six games in a tournament setting, and I don't know if you'll get the defensive intensity out of them. And then Alabama, you can just throw right off your card.
Right off the card. I love it. Let's talk with Tom Caselli of Sportsline and NOLA.com about the national championship market. Where's their value there? I mean, because you mentioned it, there are a couple teams this year, it feels like, as the preeminent one seeds, that they've got the line on this thing. But we've seen Purdue fall on their face. Houston's all defense in some people's eyes. UConn might be a complete team, but they're down to 5-1 now. Is it Tennessee at 12-1? You mentioned Arizona earlier. They're 11-1. Do we need to get out a little bit longer before we find the kind of value that you'd bet at this point?
There's a couple teams. Yeah, Tennessee, definitely. I think there's still a little value with that number. Again, that they're one of the three most complete teams in the country with UConn and Houston. Those three teams can beat you anyway. They can run and gun. They can slow down. You know, and the other team, you know, again, Iowa State, you're not going to get 100-1, but I like this Iowa State team. Both of those teams are similar. They have to avoid an early offensive stinker. Yeah, a lot happens early on in the tournament. You know, two of the final four teams last year almost lost in round one, FAU and San Diego State. You got to get by that first game or two and get to the Sweet 16 where you're more comfortable and matchups take place. I think Iowa State presents a lot of tough matchups to these bigger teams. We just got to get by that first weekend and not have them score 52 points because that happens with them sometimes. Although I do think their offense is a bit more consistent this year than it has been in years past.
Tom, there are all sorts of ways now that you can bet the tournament. You don't have to take just those big championship odds. I know it's sexy, and you talk about the 100 to ones that you grab preseason, but the likelihood of those all hitting, you know, it's pretty remote because it's the tournament. Anything can happen. There are ways to bet it other ways. There are other ways to bet it too. You can do Final Four bets. You can do Sweet 16 bets. Like you talked about a team. Okay, I like this team. I think they can win a couple of games, make the second weekend, but they're not going to win the championship. Do you like looking at those markets, or do you stand by, you know what, take it game by game, and if you're feeling it and you want to roll it over, you can?
No, I do, and it's a good point because, like, again, I think the tournament's changed now. I have a few futures this year. I have a couple more than I did last year. Last year, I didn't have that many. I just thought there was some good numbers out there this year. But now more than ever, you really have to see how that bracket breaks. You know, that's always been the case. But, you know, a few years ago, like, I thought Baylor was the best team by a mile. A couple of years ago, I thought Kansas was the best team by a mile. And I thought wherever they landed in the bracket, I didn't care. I don't feel that way anymore. You really have to look at, and I think the one market I like is the Final Four market. You know, I took a shot in the preseason on Dayton to make the Final Four. Now, they lost Malachi Smith early, so they're not the same team. But they have big numbers to make the Final Four. And I like that market because I tell people all the time, you know, when you bet a long shot, they don't have to win the championship. You're hoping they make a run and you lock in money. That's, you know, I'm not expecting Florida to win it all. But the Final Four market, I think, is interesting because in today's day and age, I think with the transfer portals, a lot different in basketball than football. It's helped these mid-major teams and some of these lower major teams compete. And so I think more of those teams are likely to make Final Four runs.
I love that. That is a great point, looking at that Final Four market, especially with all the parity that we're seeing the last couple seasons. I want to circle back to today's card. Xavier, 14.5 point underdogs against UConn. UConn swept them during the regular season. It's a lot of points. Would you lay it with UConn?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go against them. I'll start there. The thing about these tournament games I like to do with some of these big favorites is either bet them live or bet the second half. Because now UConn's used to playing in Madison Square Garden, so that's a little bit different. But sometimes you want to see how these teams play on a neutral court. And they could start off slowly in that first 10 minutes, and that would create value in the live line. I do think at some point UConn's going to pull away from Xavier. But again, shooting on these neutral courts is a big, big handicap in tournament betting. Like, I wanted to see how BYU shot in that stadium because they shoot so many threes. And if they didn't like the lighting or if the rims weren't there for them, then I wouldn't like him as much today. But obviously, they didn't have any trouble scoring yesterday. So, but that's just one thing I look at neutral courts is, you know, some teams shoot differently there than they would at home. But I don't think UConn's going to have any issues today. I think they end up running away with it in the second half.
Tom Casale of Sportsline, college basketball analyst, also the sports betting director for NOLA.com on Twitter at the Tom Casale, C-A-S-A-L-E, to talk college hoops and a lot of it today here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Let's talk some bubble teams. I saw you tweet about Villanova last night. Good question whether they should even be invited to the NIT at this point. But, I mean, they're an upset win away from getting into the field, probably. There's Pitt-Wake today, which will be basically an elimination game. The winner should get in. The loser probably doesn't. There's St. John's Seton Hall. Do you have looks on any of those games? And just in general, when you're looking at the bubble, what do you think about things so far this year?
Yeah, out of the bubble teams, you know, I think St. John's gets it done today. One thing to remember before Patino ripped his team a few weeks ago was the Seton Hall game. They were up by 19 in that game. The only matchup they don't have there is turnover. They turn the ball over sometimes, and Seton Hall can really pressure you. So if they don't turn the ball over, I like them to win today. In terms of the bubble teams, listen, I was having fun with Villanova like everybody, but the bottom line is Villanova has beaten some good teams, and they've been close to some good teams this year. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility if they get in the tournament, they could win a game or two. They've shown they can beat some good teams. A team like Wake Forest or Pitt, I don't know. I mean, they're just there to be there. I don't see them, you know. So Villanova, to me, would be a team, even though they barely beat DePaul. Villanova has a coaching problem. Let's start there. They have a big-time coaching problem. I'm sure that he's a nice guy, but he can't coach. So let's start there. But when they come to play, they're tough. And I think St. John's, you know, listen, you get Patino in the tournament, you get a couple of early matchups that favor St. John's, they could be tough. But I don't really like I don't like the ACC bubble teams. I think the ACC was two teams and everybody else this year. I think they're down, and I don't like the middle of that conference at all.
Tom, let's talk about Cinderella potential. And I know that's tough without the bracket. We talked about how important that is to see it. But is there a team in the back of your mind, maybe they can be an FAU of last year or in recent years, you know, Oral Roberts, Florida Gulf Coast, something like that. If that's too challenging, maybe the matchup that you're looking for, those top four seeds that you're going to be looking to go against, and then maybe someone can go on a run.
Listen, I think it's James Madison. You know, I saw that game earlier in the year against Michigan State, and if you took the jerseys off, you wouldn't know who was Michigan State and who was James Madison. Now, they don't have as much depth as the bigger teams. Like, if they were in a conference, yeah, they're not going to go win the conference. But in a one-game setting, they have guards. You know, they have a lot to like about that team. So I could see them. And the other team I'm going to go with, again, I thought they could have done it last year, and they had an 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go and blew it and didn't even cover, unbelievably. It was the Drake Bulldogs. Drake lost to Miami in round one. I thought whoever won that game could make a run in that bracket. Drake's experience, they have that loss last year in a game they should have won. I think they're very dangerous if they get the right draw.
I remember.
About 30 seconds. Anything else that you like on today's card that we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Yeah, the numbers move now, but you know, Cincinnati beat a corpse in West Virginia and then beat Kansas, who, you know, had four players. So I think this sets up nice for Baylor tonight. Again, that line's moved a bit. It opened at 3.5 for some reason. It's up, I think, to 6.5 now. But I think at some point it's too much offense for Baylor, and I think Cincinnati goes home.
Yeah, we had an eye on that one earlier as well, and it's moving quick. Tom Casale of Sportsline and NOLA.com at the Tom Casale on Twitter. We'll keep following with you throughout championship week and then into the field of 68 next week and beyond. We appreciate the time, Tom.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. College hoops analyst for Sportsline, sports betting director for NOLA.com, and that Cincy Baylor game, getting a look from somebody else besides us here. Lightning bets may involve that Cincy Baylor game before we wrap up in about 45 minutes. And also nickel or dime. We play that next right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.